Hi there. I'm Paul Boger, host of KNPR State of Nevada. Enjoy this conversation from the show. If you like it, please follow us, and thanks.
The last week of March, the nonprofit Spotlight Poetry held a three-day event called the Phenomenal Women Poetry Festival. It was meant to highlight the voices of women and femme-identifying poets, and it featured a reading by National Award winner Yasika Salgado. Phenomenal Women was the latest in a series of Spotlight's milestones, as you'll hear from our next conversation. Recently, KNPR's Heidi Kaiser talked with Spotlight founder and president Elle Hope, along with admin member and SLAM team poet Dimitri Monabat, and board member and SLAM team coach Javon Johnson. They reflected on the group's five-year evolution, talked about what poetry means to the community, and even shared an example of their work. Here's that conversation.
Elle Hope, I want to start with you. Spotlight Poetry started out about 5 years ago as an open mic night at Level One Bar. And you've grown to a team of about 12 people focusing on slam poetry, holding competitions, uplifting unheard voices in the community. Can you give me one or two highlights of that experience over the last 5 years?
Yeah, there have been so many different milestones we've accomplished within the past 5 years. The biggest one would be developing a slam team out here that has lasted through those 5 years. Last year, our slam team won the first ever regional poetry slam for the city of Las Vegas. And I think that was a huge milestone for us too, because it showed how much time and perseverance that we had to face starting out as like a group and organization. Because when we first started out, nobody knew what we were really doing. We were just a whole bunch of poets gathering, just being like, hey, like you like poetry, I like poetry. You want to do this thing called the slam team? For like years, you know, we would travel to competitions. We would exercise our poems at these competitions, seeing where we would stand. And it took a lot of time to discover our voices, to discover our sound, and finally get Las Vegas on the map, I would say. But yeah, winning that regional competition opened the doors not only for us as a city, but it also really opened everyone's eyes. Like, oh, Las Vegas is really a hub for the new literary arts scene.
I want to give listeners a feel for what you do. I heard Spotlight perform a piece about rain in the desert at Black Mountain Institute's Elevation Salon almost a year ago now. And I have to say, it changed the way I think about slam poetry. So do you have something that you could perform for us today?
We do. We actually have an excerpt from one of our poems, Old as Hell.
Okay, so this is Elle Hope and Dimitri Monabat of Spotlight Poetry performing Old as Hell.
I'm 24 years old.
I'm 28 years old.
Oh my gosh, that is a very large number. How did you make it that far? But today, we both woke up feeling 60.
As I rolled out of bed, my knees started popping.
Ankles were wobbling.
Back aching.
Eyes got so much baggage, they look like they're ready for vacation.
Which all just means
we're getting older.
Luckily, our parents taught us some tips and tricks to keep us healthy.
Taught us that stretching every day helps us stay agile.
That it's important to eat our fruits and vegetables.
Wash our hands.
Brush our teeth.
Keep our hands still. Don't reach for pockets. Don't play with toy guns.
Because yes, officer.
And I know my rights might be the difference between my next birthday candle and a candlelight vigil. We are the growing pains. The bodies that long for life. Lacerations around our race, knees bruised from kissing the ground that we are so often buried prematurely in.
Ask Brianna.
Ask Sean.
Ask Trayvon.
But this is not another poem saying defund the police.
This is not another poem saying take to the streets.
All we're trying to say is that gray hair looks so beautiful on you. Your wrinkles are a roadmap of survival, of everything that could have possibly gone wrong, but did not.
That was Elle Hope and Dimitri Monabat performing Old as Hell from Spotlight Poetry. Javon Johnson, I want to bring you in here. You're a board member at Spotlight and a slam team coach. At the risk of overgeneralizing, how do you teach people to do something like what we just heard?
So when I was asked to join, the first thing I did with them was we just started like building blocks. You think of learning anything else. It's in order to run, we have to walk. In order to walk, we have to crawl. In order to et cetera, so forth and so on. And so there's steps. And so the first thing we did was we worked on basic writing tools, metaphor, simile, tropes like, you know, other literary devices. I think once we learned some basic tools, the big thing for me was for them to find their voice. I think copying artists before you is a great place to start. I think it's a terrible place to finish. And I think these young folks have found beautiful places to finish, right? They're finding their voice. And so it was really just cultivating their honest voice and bringing that out. Some of the tools they already had, and they were already very capable writers in a lot of ways. And so some of it was polishing corners, crossing T's, dotting I's type of thing.
And Spotlight does hold monthly poetry workshops to help aspiring poets find their footing in the space and get their bearings. How do those workshops help people who don't have any experience? What does it teach them beyond just how to perform? You've kind of given an overview of that, but have you seen cases where it's given people something more than that, something deeper?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I think, you know, Spotlight's workshops are much bigger than me, right? All kinds of poets teach them, right? But in my own workshops or the ones that I've done with the team, you see people grow in a lot of ways. I think at the core, we're all storytelling individuals, and we all just want to share our story. We want to share what's important to us, and we want people to hear it and feel like they're listening. And so what you ultimately get out of these workshops is the ability to have a level of confidence in your story and how to tell that story in an effective manner. And you do see confidence grow beautifully. It's actually one of the most beautiful things that I've seen, even working with this team and watching them grow and just seeing the confidence in a year span has been utterly life-affirming.
El Hope, I want to come back to you. Spotlight held an event called the Phenomenal Women Festival in March, and you had poets flying in from all over the place to perform and learn about poetry through open mics, panels, workshops. Was this the first time holding this festival?
It was. It was actually our first ever festival we've ever engaged with.
Will you be doing it again?
Yes, that's the goal. I think over the past couple of years with Spotlight, we keep shooting higher and higher for the moon, just like starting out with open mics and then into poetry slams and then into workshops and showcases with our libraries. And now running a festival has been something we always wanted to bring to this community here. We love our local literary scene out here in Las Vegas, so we want to cultivate something for our community that lets people know that Las Vegas is a literary arts scene that should be taken seriously, and we have resources for poets. You know, I think for myself, I started in poetry not really knowing where to go, and I would travel out of state. And so one of the key things of why I wanted to continue Spotlight was to provide those resources for poets locally so they wouldn't have to always travel out, that we could bring in incredible headlining poets like Yessica Salgada, who was at our Phenomenal Women Festival. So we could have poets like Ebony Stewart, and the list goes on and on of all these incredible women we had come out for the festival.
And April is National Poetry Month.
Yes.
Dimitri Manavit, how does Spotlight plan to celebrate that? Do you have events planned in conjunction with it?
Yes. So we actually hold monthly showcases for most of the months throughout the year in observance of specific communities. For April, we'll be doing a showcase for National Poetry Month. We have three wonderful poets coming out to perform. They're in partnership with the West Charleston Library, who has been gracious enough to give us a home for the past year and some change, year and a half, and looking on to 2027. And outside of that, our normal open mic and hopefully a slam or two soon. I'm trying to convince Elle to start doing more slams throughout the year. But yeah, for National Poetry Month, we really want to, again, pour back into our community the way that they've continued to pour into us.
And does that coincide with your fifth anniversary as well? Will you be celebrating that around
yes.
the same time?
So we plan to host a poetry slam for our five-year anniversary. It's been tradition that every year for our anniversary, we host a slam. But this year, instead of doing a typical individual poetry slam, we're planning a invitational, so a team slam. So this will be an opportunity to come out, watch the Spotlight Poetry Slam team and a couple other teams that are in the local Southwest region.
What does poetry do for a community or maybe the world at large?
I can't speak on behalf of the entire community. I can say kind of what it did for me, and I know I've seen this in a lot of other people as well, is it gave me a lot of much-needed purpose I needed in a specific point in my life. People say this all the time, and it's no exaggeration. To a certain extent, poetry did save my life from a lot of things going on. And I know for a lot of members of the community, that's the reason why they continue to show up or continue to write or continue to listen, is because poetry provided some form of purpose, whether it be heavy times in their life, whether it be personal or in society. It really offers a really grounded form of guidance for a lot of people.
Absolutely, right? I think there's a lot of individual purpose that poetry provides, but I think also on a larger level, right? Creativity is imagination in practice, right? Imagination is to think about that which is not here and not now. And then creativity is the material practice of working towards that, right? And I think creativity has a history of really being the perfecters of democracy. Creativity often speaks in places that the state does not want to, that the state is fearful of, but that people often need to hear. There's a reason why Plato in this Perfect Republic argues that we have to kill off the poets. Artists have the capacity to make us imagine beyond constriction, beyond constraint, and really allow us to work and think towards ultimately a better and more livable world.
I'm going to take it from a personal lens. I think what poetry has done for me is it's allowed me to connect with individuals I may have never connected previously in a past life. I've met so many incredible people, not only here in the city, but across state lines that have inspired me in so many different ways and have challenged my thinking, that have opened my heart in ways that I may have forgotten in the past. And I find that poetry is something that, as Dimitri said, quite literally can save our lives because it brings that connection to one another again. So I would say poetry is quite life-saving, but on top of that, it's a way for us to see each other and be with each other and, you know, live with each other.
You have been listening to L. Hope, Javon Johnson, and Dimitri Manavit talking about their group Spotlight Poetry. L., Javon, and Dimitri, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find more information about Spotlight Poetry and the events they talked about on our website at knpr.org.